Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There's nothing quite like the feeling that we have all experienced when a baby is brought forward to be dedicated to God in this holy place. Jim expressed it so beautifully with the little ones, didn't he? When Pastor Tim walks down the center aisle carrying that tiny little one, we hear all the oohs and the ahs, and we're all craning our necks to just get a closer look. Everyone is smiling ear to ear. We've been privileged to join together as a congregation in the dedication of many babies in recent years, and what a joyous occasion that always is. And we're blessed to anticipate more coming in this new year, and we had one just announced this morning. Isn't it exciting? Many of you in this room today have been carried forward for dedication to God, and you don't remember that day. But many of us here were witnesses and do remember that day. The birth of a child is an occasion that evokes family, religious, and social traditions. In some families, the infant's gown may have been worn by a great-grandparent. A rose may be placed on the communion table. Announcements are sent to family and friends, and gifts arrive. And a new life is alive with hope. Hope for that little one, but hope for everyone. We hope for a bright future for that little one, for joy and health, for love and a long life, a meaningful career. And most of all, we hope for a life lived in the abiding and deep faith of our Lord Jesus. Today, in our scripture, we join two faithful elders, Simeon and Anna, as Mary and Joseph bring baby Jesus, still in diapers, to be consecrated to the Lord in the temple at Jerusalem. Mary and Joseph were no doubt tired after many nervous nights, sleepless nights, all the anxieties of new parents. Mary was just a young teenager, and she no doubt was exhausted by all the work and the worry of raising this special baby. She remembered the angel telling her that her baby was very special. He was to be called the Son of God. The birth of a child, regardless of family resources, brings with it a lot of responsibility. And Mary and Joseph took that responsibility seriously. They were honoring and acknowledging their faith commitments and their recognition of the special quality of their child. Can you imagine the responsibility that Mary must have felt to be raising the Savior of the world? Mary and Joseph were obedient in following the tenets of their faith by bringing Jesus to the temple at this time to be dedicated to God. They came presenting the gift assigned to the poor, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. Every day they probably struggled just to make ends meet. Not so different from many people in our country and in the world. Upon arrival at the temple, they were greeted by Simeon, one of the oldest and the most faithful in the crowd. This was to become the most exciting day of his life. Imagine yearning for something that your entire life. And after many, many years, finally being granted the joy of that wish coming true. Years before, Simeon had been told that he wouldn't die until he'd seen the Messiah with his own two eyes, and time was running out. When the moment finally came, one look through his aging eyes was all it took. He recognized the Messiah, the yearning of his life. Simeon held out his feeble arms and asked if he might hold this baby. I can imagine that Mary and Joseph, being young and nervous new parents, feeling a tremendous responsibility, hesitantly agreed. Perhaps they silently prayed, "Please don't drop him." How tender the way aged Simeon, with the frailty of his many years, cradled the infant in his arms. He praised God that the yearning of his life had been granted to him. He was holding the Son of God, the one sent to bring peace and salvation to the world. God had indeed come through. He had come to us through the infant Jesus. As he grew, we can look at Jesus. We could see God at work. We can listen to the words of Jesus found in our Bible, and we hear the words of God. But Simeon couldn't stop with those warm, fuzzy feelings of the newborn. He was honest, and he was caring enough that he felt a need to tell Mary and Joseph the painful news as well, the pain that lies ahead for Jesus as the Savior born to bring salvation and peace to the world. Mysteriously, he spoke of a sword piercing Mary's soul. Perhaps Mary shuddered at those words. However, without those added words, those harsh sounding words, the meaning of Jesus' birth is really not complete. As we know, Mary had to watch as Simeon's prophecy was fulfilled. Years later, her heart broke as she saw the lifeblood given through her drain from her son's body. In the midst of this tender scene of Simeon holding baby Jesus and proclaiming him the hope and the salvation of the world, we grow somewhat uncomfortable with more of his words that follow. He said, "Dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people." Simeon, being filled with the Spirit, had waited all his life for this child, and now he was ready to leave this earth and to die in peace. For God's word had been fulfilled. We'd like to ignore the reality of death, at least for now, right in the midst of our Christmas celebrations. But here it is, right in Luke's gospel. And we all know that death doesn't take a holiday, don't we? Holidays are really difficult for many of us. In the midst of joy over the birth of Jesus and family gatherings, we all feel disappointments, hurts, and great loss. All of us have lost loved ones, and their absence is especially felt at this time of year. This is a very lonely time for many people. And Simeon is no different. He was an old man. He'd been around the block more than a few times. And so we can imagine that he has tasted love and loss, joy and despair, hope and fear, all those emotions that you and I share. He lived with it every day, just as we do. Simeon was able to speak of death so honestly in the light of the coming of the promised Messiah. Only by the confidence that this helpless child, the baby in his arms, God had come to redeem Israel and to save the world. God's word had been fulfilled. God has acted to address the question and the specter of death with the promise of life eternal to follow. Simeon is able to accept this impending death upon seeing and holding God's promise in his hands. And certainly God promises that to us also. All of our days are numbered. God became small in baby Jesus. We know that infants wield a kind of power. Muscular men with calloused hands suddenly become soft as pillows when handed a baby. And people with gruff voices adopt a falsetto and they coo to the infant. God came down not to thrash evildoers or to crush the enemy, but he came as an infant to elicit love, to nurture tenderness. Simeon was an old man with a vast hope. He'd been waiting for this day, and by the providence of God, his hope was fulfilled that day in the temple. With both Simeon and Anna, two aging saints rejoice in this particular moment. They represent another reality. At the birth of every child, there's a wider company of persons who have hopes and fears for that baby's future. Some will remain silent and watch from afar. Others will get involved in the child's life, will become role models, encouragers, friends of the little ones. Others, like Simeon, will step forward and be devoted enough and courageous enough to tell parents what lies deep in their hearts. Mary and Joseph were amazed at what they were told. They heard the good news. But Simeon was also honest and caring enough to tell them the painful news as well. The temple represents the presence of a much wider array of persons, a community, and resources to undergird them. That was important in the life of Jesus, and it is important for all of us in our continuing care of children. We are blessed here with many children being born into our congregation, and the responsibility we have is great in nurturing them in the faith. More people than we know have an investment in those we love. And the most dedicated and courageous of those people will tell us of their hopes and those things for which we should be prepared. We're also blessed to have some Simeons and some Annas in our fellowship. Most of us adults are here today because of many of the saints who have gone before us. Those people who have taken seriously their call to follow in the footsteps of Jesus and to bring his word to our world. That is an awesome responsibility, and each one of us is called to take our part in that task seriously. We look forward to the day when peace and salvation will indeed come to the world. We look forward with great anticipation to that day when we will join together with all the Simeons and Annas through time, with our loved ones who have gone before us, and with that baby born in a manger so many years ago, our Lord and Savior Jesus. What a celebration that's going to be. Let us pray. Our God, we come with unspeakable joy that you have sent your Son Jesus into our world and that he came to offer salvation and peace to our troubled earth. Enter our hearts that we may be open to your Holy Spirit and give us the strength and wisdom to do our part in bringing your message to all people. It is in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus that we pray. Amen. Would you join me in rising, if you're able, in the singing of the First Noel?